This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us, Draven Fun?
24 years ago today.
24 years ago today would be what? 1997?
What happened in 1997, John, around this time?
1997 in June.
Let's think.
Summer here. Snow. SummerSlam would be August, so I was thinking something Stone Cold might have done.
No.
Not wrestling. Not wrestling related. Yeah, I was thinking that, but no.
Negative.
So hold on. 1997, June.
Work through it. Think about it.
NBA Finals, Michael Jordan, the shot? No, Michael Jordan wins the flu game.
There it is. It's the flu game.
Flu game.
Where does it?
That.
Where does this rank? And
where's that rank in my important impressive pulls?
What are you talking about? It took you four tries.
Well, no, I was thinking about it. I was working through it. I was just talking. I got there. I was playing. No credit. Four tries. I mean, I wasn't actually thinking it was anything Stone Cold Steve Austin related.
I was hoping not. Who gives a rip? What do you think about it? Michael Jordan, flu game. Where's this rank?
I think he was hungover.
Is that what you think for real?
Mm-hmm. He definitely didn't have the flu.
Why is that? What makes you say that?
Well, I mean, like it's either been pretty much boiled down to hungover or food poisoned. Is what it's been kind of.
What the hell are we calling it the flu game for?
They kept saying it on the. They kept it is catchy. And they just said it on the broadcast and can't really go back on it. Like there's. Been reports and people in Utah that have admitted to like trying to. He ordered some pizza the night before at like his hotel in Utah.
Yeah, I've heard this story.
Yeah. And ate some bad food that they think maybe was tampered with. And others say Jordan was, you know, just always up late drinking and partying and was hungover. I buy more of probably the food poisoning. Definitely wasn't the flu. That's the way I feel about it. But I mean, it's impressive performance, obviously.
Where does it rank in Jordan moments for you? Did you watch this?
Probably right behind.
You were what, six, seven?
I probably did actually watch it, yeah. I used to watch all. In the summer, I always had to stay at my grandma's house, and we only got the regular channel. So I did. I was a big Bulls fan back then. They were always on TV.
Yeah. Big Bulls fan. Remember, bandwagon.
I mean, yeah, I was seven. I was a bandwagoner. Yeah, that's correct. I was also a Cowboys fan when I was seven, if you must know. More so six. Super Bowl, you know, 96 won that one. I was a big Cowboys fan. Like most kids do, but I grew out of it.
I never had that phase.
Never had that phase?
Mm-mm. Me neither. I just root for terrible teams.
I guess you were lucky enough when you were somewhat young for the Falcons to be good, though, right? I mean, when the Super Bowl, and you're like, what, three or four? How old were you
when the Super Bowl? Yeah, I was like three. Oh. I think it's four, yeah.
You remember any much about that?
No.
Okay.
But I do remember, like, the Vic days, for sure.
That's probably a little bit different if you lived in a city with professional teams, though.
Yeah, oh, for sure, for sure.
Absolutely.
Like me here, I didn't have there's no NBA team nearby that I knew of, and, grew up
didn't
big
even
Tennessee
really
fan,
have the Titans.
Right, Titans weren't, once the Titans came out, I quit rooting for the Cowboys. Like, I mean,
hard not to be a Cowboys fan probably back then, huh? Just successful, gorgeous uniforms, fun to watch, exciting on TV all the time.
Sad you never got to see those days.
Although I will say the Little Giants movie did help me not become, made me turn against the Cowboys.
Made him look like the bad guy.
Yeah,
not America's team anymore.
I will say that did. I mean, Emmitt Smith was in the movie, and that was cool. I had Emmitt Smith jersey, but it did make me realize the Cowboys kind of the bad guys. Propaganda.
Wow, crazy how that works, huh?
I mean, I would say a lot of people put this flu game / hangover game / food poisoning game in Jordan's like top three or four.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to say. Like being the Monstars number one.
Yeah.
It's up there. It's got to be up there.
The time you got a double in baseball, that was kind of cool.
That one time.
I mean, I don't know.
Just curious. I mean, yeah. Like
24
you said,
years today. No, I mean, it's iconic. I mean, obviously, we're talking about 24 years later. So, I mean.
Right.
I feel like in June or late May, early June, we always get these Michael Jordan anniversary things. I'm sure we'll do it again in a couple days for the shot, the 23-year anniversary of the shot, when he beats Utah. So it's coming too.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I was Utah, man, I'd hate Michael Jordan. I would hate him so much.
I'd say a lot of people do, huh?
Yeah, I would hate him so
much. Glove.
Yeah.
Still some hatred there. We had some NBA award finalists, five finalists for the inaugural Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, social justice champion. Carmelo Anthony on the list, Melo.
All right.
Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes, Kings, right? Still?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
Drew Holiday. We had the one Toscano Anderson from
the
Golden
Warriors.
State. Yep. And then Ball for Life. How about it? Tobias Harris.
Hey, good for
pretty
Tobias.
Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. Those are your 2021 Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Awards finalists.
I kind of feel like we have Vols nominated for this stuff all the time, whether it's that or, like, I mean, I feel like Jason Witten was always, like, up for, like,
Walter Payton.
Yeah, Man of the Year Award and stuff.
He's a good guy, man.
Yeah.
Good guys for Vols, volunteers, man.
That's it.
Ball for Life.
It's literally in the name.
How it works, huh? Moving on, we had your boy, Jonathan Joseph, calling
that's
it quits.
Not, that's not my boy.
Your boy,
that's,
John.
That's not
my boy. Your boy.
I was, whenever you said my boy, I was really genuinely curious to see where we went with this, and it was Jonathan Joseph. Who is
Jonathan Joseph.
Not my boy.
Retiring. No, but more importantly, did you see what Julio Jones said on targets with the Tennessee Titans? Team guy, not a stats guy. You liking the quotes coming from Julio? I guess they finally had his whole number explained as well,
it's
didn't
like
they?
It's like he hasn't been saying these same exact quotes for the past.
He said this team feels different. So it feels like a college team. A lot of unity. You can already feel the energy there.
Like a college team. It's talking about level of play.
That's right, Cam. Yes, he's the level of play with the Falcons the last couple of years is so much higher.
Did we talk about the whole yesterday? Did we talk about how he got to the number two with the whole?
Well, he says 1 + 1 = 2, yeah. And then also said that 2 × 11 = 22, and they thought that'd be cool for Henry.
He's already losing brain cells in Nashville. You hate to see him.
I wonder how it feels to be Corey Davis right now.
I don't think he cares. He got a good old paycheck up in New York. You think he really cares?
I'm just saying. Like, everyone is like,
I don't know. I mean, AJ and Corey were cool, right?
Well, I'm just saying we had a pretty good trio last year, but now it's like everyone's like, oh, Julio's here. And like, Corey was pretty good last year. I mean,
yeah.
No one paid much attention to the Titans trio then. I mean, I know Julio's better, but I just wonder how he feels as a competitor. I wonder how Josh Reynolds feels never being included. Or Tannehill feels. He never gets included in the graphics either. He probably doesn't care.
Right.
Every reply to every tweet is always people bashing Tannehill. It's the same discussion. I've read the same thread of people arguing about Ryan Tannehill 10 times since the Julio Jones stuff has happened.
Did you see that they got dinner the other day?
Oh, yeah. That's
all
they got dinner.
And Julio.
Just him and Julio, right? I would have liked to send all four of them there together. But
Tannehill, you throwing when he wasn't supposed to earlier this year with his guys. He's a team player,
he's
huh?
He's a team player. People forget he organized that.
Air Hill.
He was out there trying to be a leader.
Air Hill.
Trying to beat COVID.
How about Clarissa?
Did you see the comment Julio said, though?
What?
They asked him about A.J. Brown, always recruiting. He's like, little did he know, I really wanted to play with him, too.
Oh,
it was cute. It was cute, right?
How
it
adorable.
Was cute. It was like, wow. He was like, wow, this is the best receiver and teammate I've ever
He's
had.
He's got to say that.
He said, no,
after A.J. Brown's making TikToks and like a little kid, come to Tennessee,
it was
Julio,
like,
please,
I mean,
come to Tennessee.
You never had that thing when you finally shoot a shot?
Of course Julio's going to be like, yeah, I wanted to come here, man. I get it, bro.
You never had that thing when you were like really after a woman, you liked her, and then you get her, and then she's like, you know what, actually, I've had my eye on you too for a while. That's just what it was. It was cute. Feels like it was destiny.
Okay. Cam, you look disgusted over there, man.
He also said A.J. Brown.
Crazy he's got to lie to the press like this to make people like him over there, but
also
whatever.
Said A.J. Brown's
the
best teammate
he's
ever
thinking.
Had.
Say what?
Most talented teammate he's ever had. Said
who?
A.J. Brown. Julio said A.J. Brown was. He said no disrespect to Roddy White and Calvin Ridley, but A.J.'s just on another level.
What is he talking about?
That's just what he said. I don't know.
A.J. Brown's been in the league for 2 years.
Sounds like A.J. was the whole reason he's there.
I mean, to be fair, Roddy was a little bit older when Julio got there. And, I mean, Calvin Ridley's only been there a few years. I mean, he's just saying A.J. Brown's different, bro. He's built different. He didn't really say that part.
I know he didn't say that. Who doesn't say stuff like that? I know him! I know him better than y'all!
Cam was over there Googling it. Like,
I was not Googling it because I don't need to.
His head went down to his phone. He was trying to verify it.
No, I have Titans blocked on everything, so even if I wanted to, I couldn't have. But I know him.
Can you block things from Google?
Probably, if I wanted to. I just don't Google it.
I didn't know if you could like put blocks up for stuff like in case you accidentally were Googling something that you didn't want to see.
Probably.
It's hard to avoid, man. Like, every time I open my phone, man, like, the NFL's, like, official Twitter account's tweeting about us. I mean, we're the talk of the a little bit worried. I don't want to say, like, we're getting the treatment of, like, the dream team.
Is it a little overhyped?
I'm just saying, I don't want to say we're getting, like, the dream team Eagles treatment, but, I mean, like, pump the brakes a little bit, guys. Pump the brakes a little bit. We don't have to talk about the Titans every morning.
Pro Football Focus has tweeted out there is that Ryan Tannehill to Julio Jones connection shows a easy little drag route, but okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just nonstop.
It really is. It's starting to, Julio, like you said, starting to get a little annoying.
Julio did look really good yesterday at practice, though.
Quick feet. They all had quick
feet. Got Pat McAfee the last 2 days just gushing over Julio.
Oh, yeah. Pat McAfee's really, really, really somebody you want to listen to.
He's a pretty good analyst. He's a pretty good analyst.
But I'm just saying. What are you talking about? He's not a good analyst. He's a goofball.
He's a good personality.
No, he's a goofball.
He's a good personality.
He's a goofball, and he has good connections with some of the players. He gets Aaron Rodgers on his podcast. Congrats, bro.
What I'll say is I feel like he knows what he's talking about, but also that, like, it's just a Colts guy.
He was a punter. He was a punter. He was a punter. I'm not good. Sorry. I'm not going to act like a punter knows what he's talking about when it comes to anything except kicking.
I don't think no matter what your background or profession is, you can know what you're talking about. I was simply saying that for the fact that, like, he's got a big platform, so him talking about it just puts it in front of more eyeballs. And I do think, you know, a Colts guy gushing about the Titans, I mean, it'd be tough if I was a Colts fan. That's all I was going to say. I wasn't acting like Pat McAfee's the end-all, be-all of analysts. I don't think anybody is.
Can I get my last headline in, please?
I will tell you something, though. Kendrick Perkins picked the Titans to win the Super Bowl, and that's the NFL analyst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Basketball, old big perk.
That's the NFL analyst
Every
I trust.
Every time he talks, I have to turn it. I can't stand the guy, man. I can't stand it. He always acts so angry.
He's like you. He's like you.
No,
the way
he's
you
not.
Yell
I'm
is the same way
bad.
He goes. Breathing all heavy in the microphone. Max.
And he just literally...
Carry the hell on. That's your... What are we talking about here?
He just literally repeats what Stephen A. says and then adds the carry on at the end. That's literally all Kendrick Perkins does.
I think he's a pretty good NFL analyst. He said the Titans are winning the Super Bowl.
Poor Max, man.
He's also the Titans are going to average 50 points a game.
Come on.
He said the Titans are going to average 50 points a game. I don't think he's watched a Titans game. I mean, like 35, we might be able to get like 31 or 32 a couple games, but like average.
Was
50?
He serious?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Serious as I mean, he wasn't joking. I mean, that was his analysis.
Well, thank God you have Pat McAfee and
Kendrick Perkins.
Well, my point
with Pat McAfee was A, that he's a Colts fan gushing about the Titans, and B, I think you would acknowledge Pat McAfee has one of the three or four biggest NFL platforms biggest platforms in media, really. I mean, outside of, you know, traditional
ESPN.
Because
he gets Aaron Rodgers having questionable quotes. That was literally the only attention he got this past year.
That's not accurate.
And he does his little...
He gets Aaron Rodgers because of the platform.
What is this thing about kickers? He has this thing about kickers where for the kickers or something.
For the brand.
There,
I mean, he's pretty popular. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't listen to him. He's pretty popular. He gets Aaron Rodgers because he's popular.
He's a goofball. Congratulations. You have goofball Pat McAfee and Kendrick Perkins, who doesn't know what he's talking about behind your back. Congrats.
I was just saying the Titans. That's all I'm saying.
Can I please talk about Clarissa Shields and how badass she is?
Who is this girl?
She was a boxer. She did her first MMA fight, and she kicked ass.
I thought she kicked ass, but I didn't know who she was before last night. Did you know who she was before last night?
No, I didn't. Okay. But I looked into it, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, well, I saw it. No, a lot of people talked about it. I was like, who the
hell is
this?
First ever. I mean, it was her debut, and she dominated in the MMA.
No, I did see that. What level was she fighting at? The PLL? What is it? The Premier Fighting League? What was he in? The PFL? What was it?
Yeah, it's PFL.
What was it?
Is it called Premier Fighting League? Is that what that stands for?
I think so.
She was a beast, too.
So I imagine she'll be
wearing this girl out.
Be in UFC pretty soon. She seemed a little heavier. Like, I haven't seen very many heavy. Was she heavy or no? Do we know what weight she fights at?
Let's
see.
Basically, what I'm asking is, she in Nunez's weight class? Yeah, okay, so 165. Okay, so she's. I haven't seen
she's
too many UFC.
Olympic boxing champion, John.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen too many women in her weight class in UFC is what I'm getting at. So, like, I don't know how big of a star she can be. I don't know how much competition
she'll
have.
Still, I mean,
to
just go from one sport to the other, I think that's pretty impressive.
Well, she's obviously a very talented fighter. But I was just wondering what the ceiling is for her. Hmm. I just don't know how many people she'll be able to fight.
Is it easier to go from boxing to MMA or MMA to boxing?
I would say it's easier to go. I mean, I guess it just depends. Again, I don't know how skilled the women she's fighting are because I don't know how many women there are at that weight. But, like, if you're a boxer going into, like, a good, like, middleweight UFC, like, you're probably going to lose because you're going to get
you don't have any
out.
Ground game
right,
and
you're not
stuff
gonna have the ground
like that.
Game. But, again, like, I don't know how many skilled women there are here. Like, what's her name? Holly Holm was able to go from kickboxing to being pretty good, but she just has hands and, you know, worked on her ground game. She's gotten better at it, but, like, she had a ceiling on her for a while because, she, you know, really she could just come in and and box. And, you know, she lost her first fight against Ronda Rousey because of that. Ronda was able to put her, like, in an arm bar. But, like, she has worked hard and developed her game. So I don't know which is easier, but it depends on the talent of the people you're fighting, I guess.
Because if you're more dependent on your upper body or lower body, too.
Right, and you have to have some type of ground game. I mean, you've seen, like, a couple UFC fighters go and, like, lose to... Or you've seen Ben Askren go lose to one of the Paul brothers. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't go box.
Conor McGregor getting beat by Floyd.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are, you know, Floyd, obviously, a different animal. Yeah. But, like, I'd imagine if Jake Paul... There's a reason Jake Paul isn't going to UFC and fighting, like, these guys. Because, like, there's just way more to learn, I would say. So that's it. Probably it's harder to go to MMA.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
All right, go back to headlines. Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
All right, we're back on the air.
All right, give me an update on what's going on over in Nashville. Intern Ryan, what do we got here? I saw that Kamar Rocker just got taken out in the eighth. Is it still 1-0, or what are we looking at?
Yeah, it's still 1-0 right now.
Mm. What's the base situation? Do we know, like, runners on base? I read that they just made a pitching change, but...
We got a runner on first, two outs.
Okay.
It's for ECU, so, I mean, they're going to have to do something to even get...
Well, right, but, I mean, that's what I was saying. I know Kamar just got taken out after giving up a hit. So, two outs, bottom of the eighth, top of the eighth. Okay, 1-0 still?
Yes, sir.
So, running out of chances there. Something I'm glad Draven pointed out during one of these commercial breaks is the schedule for this baseball series. If you're not aware, Tennessee plays at 7 o'clock on ESPN on Saturday. The Sunday game is not a night game. I had kind of made that mistake of thinking Sunday was a night game. It is not. It is either at noon or 3 p.m. I don't know when they'll announce when it is. I guess that's depending on whether or not Vandy has a game 3, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or if another one of these big-time programs has a game 3, maybe that gets the precedent of the 3 o'clock or noon. I don't know which one you'd rather have. I'd imagine that you'd rather have 3 o'clock, right? So, like, if Vandy has a game 3, Tennessee will probably play game 2 at noon. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Probably checks out, right? You wouldn't want to make Vanderbilt play at 11 a.m. Central Time.
So this stuff starts tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Okay. Well, there are Super Regionals going on right now.
Okay. Arkansas, I knew we had three games. I knew people were talking about Saturday and Sunday. So would the third one be?
The third one would be Monday if there is a third one.
Isn't that kind of stupid the way they do that, though? Having a game on Monday night instead of Friday night, potentially. Like,
I mean, I think with the way LSU, I don't know if that's how it would always be, but like LSU got rained out and had to play a day later and had to fly from the West Coast. So to me, it makes sense. I don't know. That's how it was going to be in the regionals, Draven. Like, if Tennessee would have lost game 6 lost the first game, they'd have to play.
That's what I was saying. I just kind of thought that's how it always played out.
They would have had to play on Monday, which I guess would then make Tennessee likely to play on Saturday in Omaha instead of – or Sunday in Omaha instead of Saturday. Maybe get that extra day of rest. I don't know. Mm. A week is enough time for your pitching to get, you know, reset and ready, so I don't think it's that big of a deal. Now, like, the Monday game – you know, you'll lose some of your crowd atmosphere, I would say, but because it's either going to be at 4 or 7 o'clock.
Yep.
A game 3 at 4 o'clock would be pretty tough for a lot of people. A 7 o'clock Monday game would be fun, but yeah, a 4 o'clock Monday game would be a little tough. But hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully Tennessee is able to roll through and win Saturday and win Sunday and get ready for Omaha. Omaha! Go ahead and get ready for the Peyton Manning Omaha jokes, boys and girls.
Is that your Peyton impression?
No, it wasn't.
Right there?
I love Papa John's. Omaha. It still wasn't my Peyton Manning. Give me yours. I need to hear his voice. Draven, I know you got it. Come on. Omaha. Oh,
nah, that ain't it either. Come on.
And, like, it's hard to do any screaming. Like, talking is a little bit different. That's not good. Somehow that was worse than mine.
Hey, I'm trying out here, bro.
You did better than Draven. That is correct. In the Omaha Power Rankings, I am 1, you are 2. Cam is tied for 3rd with Draven.
Yeah, I don't got anything.
Let's hear it, Cam.
I don't have anything with Peyton. I need to hear his voice again, too, to even have a shot.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's just screaming in a football field. It's hard to do. Like,
is it more like a Omaha?
No.
Omaha? Yeah, sometimes he does. Omaha.
I'm not hearing that in my head.
No,
he just
yells it.
Omaha!
Sometimes he would stretch it out a little bit.
Congrats to Cam being moved up to number 2 in the Omaha Power Rankings. You're still number 3, Draven. You moved.
I passed up Ryan at least.
You're still ahead of Ryan at least.
Screw me.
You tried.
That's effort counts, yeah. It's effort that counts.
I just had to put Draven ahead of you, Ryan. I don't know if you've noticed, he's been yelling at me for a week straight. Oh, I'm trying to throw him a bone here. Now here you, that's just kind of what you have to do in that chair sometimes, man. You just gotta take it sometimes. What are you mumbling about over there?
You're such a crybaby, man. You really are.
I'm a crybaby?
Yeah.
What have I cried
about?
I'm sensitive.
I get a little heated at you over a sports debate, and you guys sit there and cry a little bit.
First of all, I don't think it was a little heated. Second of all, you challenged me to a fight afterwards. Third of all, you were yelling at me again for something Chance said today out before the show.
Well, Chance coming in there and attacking me for no reason.
He did.
It was very, very unnecessary.
He's known to do that from time to time.
But what makes me even more upset, John?
Please.
What makes me even more upset?
It's Friday. Take it down a little bit.
I'm calm.
I can tell when you're ramping up, Andy Bernard. Relax a little bit.
I'm calm, but what made me a little bit more upset
up in the ceiling right now.
Was the fact that Chance came at me and you guys didn't defend me. None of you three defended me. In fact, if anything, you guys kind of went more with Chance's takes and stances on that. So
I mean, Chance's take was something I've been saying for a week. I can't back off and be like, all of a sudden, Rudy Gobert sucks.
Well, I just think you should be like, hey, buddy, you know.
Lay off.
Yeah.
Okay. You may fight your battles for you. I got you. I'll be like Papa Bear. I'll put my armor. I'll shield you. That's fine.
Right there. There it is.
Yeah,
there it is.
Phrase it like
there
that.
There it is. Exactly. Exactly. I'm glad Ryman sees it.
Papa Bear will defend his cubs. I will make sure. I feel like we need our own phrase here. Are we just going to take that one, or can we get our own phrase here? Can we work on one over the weekend?
Might get trademarked on that one.
Yeah, I get in trouble. I don't know how the Seinfeld brand is when you guys are using their gimmicks. So take a deep breath. Now, what are you about to, you're
calm.
Ramping up. What are you about to start saying, or
no,
was
calm.
That it already?
No, I'm calm. I'm good.
You good?
Yeah, let's move on.
I don't even know where we're at. Well, it was Ryan's turn to cry, although he didn't like... Ryan's going to be more of the mopey type rather than yell at me. I don't know which is worse. Ryan just sitting over there like, oh, because I'm just
Hayden would
here.
Just sit there and not
yeah, we got Hayden over here. At least Hayden, like, I'd built up equity with Hayden. Although Hayden would go extra mopey. At least Ryan doesn't go extra.
What do you want from me?
See, here he goes. Now he's here you go again. I just want you to just listen, and I'm explaining. Like, yeah, Hayden would just be mopey and not speak. You're getting defensive and mopey. I don't know which is worse. But then Draven just yells at me. He's, like, aggressive. Defensive.
Jerry like Stackhouse sang Vandy's national anthem today.
Did he get booed? They don't like him there, right?
I don't know.
Like, I can't imagine that went well. Like, I can't imagine like he got a standing ovation. They haven't won anything.
Can he sing though? Has he got some vocals?
He might be able to sing. I will say he probably can sing.
I'm scared to put on the video.
If you're asking why we're rooting so hard for ECU, obviously we know that we hate Vanderbilt, but also Kamar Rocker's career ERA in the NCAA tournament. He's pitched 42.2 innings, 42 and two-thirds innings, 6 starts. He has given up 3 runs in 42 and two-third innings for a 0.63 ERA. So that's why you don't want to take this Vanderbilt team lightly. I know we have our sights set strictly on Arkansas, but I would much, 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 much rather have Vanderbilt lose. Much rather. Do they get out of that inning over there, Ryan?
Yes, they did.
So headed to the bottom of the 8th, up 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough.
ECU's showing that they can play ball with them, though.
No, ECU's good, and ECU like, has a good pitching staff, too. Like, you know, ECU was the number 11 team in the country for a reason. Like, they're good, and that's, you know, again, going back to the college football discussion, I wonder if, you know, in college baseball, the group fives, if you will, can play. Like, I do wonder if, like, moving forward, we'll see some of this with the group five football teams actually becoming more of a legitimate threat to do something. But, yeah, in baseball, it can definitely happen. And ECU is a tough draw. But Vandy got the one run they needed. And, you know, it might be enough. What a pitching performance from Vandy. All right, go ahead.
You see Leiter doing this tomorrow?
I mean, I feel like Leiter hasn't been as good as Rocker, so I can't say that I can see him doing this, but, I mean, it's obviously tough to beat both of them, you know what I mean? Like, it's tough, like, but it's the same thing that happened against Tennessee. Rocker was dominant, and then, you know, Leiter was able to get touched up a little. So I will say that I do think he'll give up runs, right? I don't see a shutout coming for him. I don't want to jinx it and have him, you know, have a shutout, but either way. All right. Let's go to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Mowed down at home, Vanderbilt. They want a challenge. What's happening here? ECU able to maybe get the runner out at home in the bottom of the eighth. There was a guy on third try to score on a ground ball. Mm-hmm. The run or the throw beat the runner there easily.
Yeah. Didn't look like it was that close.
Yeah, but you always got to wait to see like where they actually got him on the tag, though.
Yeah.
Can you sneak a hand in if he gets him on the helmet or what? But we'll see. If you're ECU, obviously, you don't want to give up a second run. Here we go with the replay. A little chopper to shortstop. Great charge. Infield in. Had it played perfectly. Throw beating by Mile. I think he got under that first angle. Looks like he did beat the tag.
That hand made it.
What a slow. Yeah, wow. What a terrible catcher.
Terrible job of protecting the plate. Yeah. He's
what
safe.
What a loser. He deserves
is that their runner that was so fast that killed us that weekend?
He's like stealing bases and so, yeah.
I think he was safe. I think that's going to be 2-0, Vandy. The throw beat him easily, though.
Yeah, like all you got to do is move your hand, bro. Move
like,
it faster.
Move your foot. Like just block the plate. He's safe. Yeah. It's going to be 2-0.
Pathetic.
Going to be 2-0. Just in time, a week before the U.S. Open, our friends over at Hops and Hollers got their golf simulator ready to go this weekend. If you want to go and take advantage of their golf simulator, I believe he's saying on Sunday he's going to let people test it out for free. And again, leading up to the U.S. Open next week, go by and see our friends at Hops and Hollers, and then take advantage of today if you want to get your happy hour started early. Take advantage of their animal hours from 3 until 6:30. Get it started. Delicious sliders. Cam, what's the consensus on the favorite slider over at Hops?
It's probably the Buffalo Bacon Chicken slider.
The Buffalo Ooh. Bacon. Is it hot? Is it spicy?
Not that hot.
Well,
it's like
spicy,
it's like a mix of like coward. Ranch and hot sauce.
I mean, I can do like buffalo chicken dip. I mean, it's got a little heat to it. I can do that. So I'm imagining I can do the sandwich.
Yeah, you could do
your old nephew could do that too.
I need you to relax. I've had a rough 24 hours. I didn't really like start it because I didn't want to like get it going. I had a really rough hour. Yesterday had maybe the most stressful 6 hours of my life since a long time.
What happened?
What's going on?
I'm not very smart when it comes to traveling, I guess. I don't know if I was just been domesticated and then like whenever like I used to travel, someone else would always handle it. Or like because I don't really travel that much, Draven. Like when I go somewhere, it's usually built around like a sporting event. But as you know, I'm going to a music festival in Montana.
Festival guy, right?
Yeah, festival guy. No, I'm not a festival guy anymore. I was about this close. If you're watching on Periscope, if you're not watching on Periscope, it's very small. Percentage is a very small pinch. I was this close to just saying bleep it, I'm canceling the whole trip, because I guess at one point going to a place called the Big Sky Music Fest in Montana, right.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my dumbass googled closest airport to Big Sky Montana. I have since realized that Big Sky Montana is 6 hours away from the Big Sky Music Fest. So I'm flying in apparently 5 hours away from where I needed to be flying in.
Oh my gosh.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize this part of it.
No, this just happened last night.
Okay.
This just happened
yeah.
last night. As I was trying to book places, and these places were like, well, you can book Saturday through Tuesday. I'm like, I need a place Friday through Sunday. Why are you doing this? But just let me stay the extra night. Like, you can't just move. Which, to be fair, or good news, today I found a place close, great place for Friday through Sunday, or check out Monday. So things are looking up a little bit. Basically the same price, so I'm happy with that. But now I got to deal with this airplane thing because, again, my dumbass booked a flight 6 hours away, 5 hours away from where I'm supposed to be. Because apparently the Big Sky Music Fest is not in Big Sky, Montana. Either that or the sky's just so damn big I can be 5 hours away.
Yeah.
And then I was like, should I just say fly into the place? I don't mind to drive 5 hours. You know how much a rental car is?
Oh, yeah.
There?
Probably ridiculous.
Take a guess how much a rental car is in Big Sky, Montana.
Per like day?
However you want to do it. 4 days or however you want to do it. Per day. Per day is fun.
Per day, I'm probably gonna say like $200.
Okay. A minimum of $400.
Oh.
$400?
So it's gonna be $2,000 to rent a damn car. And I was like, what is happening here?
Good God.
Like, is this whole place just like waiting for tourists to come this one time?
They got you. They got your ass.
Like, I know people go there. Like, I know people go there before. Other times. So I can either. So I'm trying to figure out. And again, staring at a computer screen for 5 hours, just hitting myself in the head, and feeling like a dumbass because I'm having to tell people like, hey, so here's the situation. Yeah, I'm a dumbass. And then they're all telling me you're a dumbass. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. So I can either change my flight to be like right next to where we're going, the music fest, and I think that's going to be roughly like $800 to change the flights, to change two flights.
God,
yeah,
$800.
Well, I haven't even verified that I can do it yet. But again, this brings me back to my problem of on Priceline, the price is one thing, but I know when I check United's website, which where my flight is through, so I don't want to like have to buy a new flight. I just want to get it switched over. It's an extra $300 a piece. I'm like, I'm just getting ready for $800. Or I can fly into bleeping Spokane, Washington. Which is 4 hours away.
I was going to say, have a far of a drive, but...
4 hours, but the rental car is like $700 compared to $2,000. So I'm like, I can save $1,300 on the rental car at least.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, do I want to pay just the extra $800 to fly into the place? And then Friday I'll have to be waiting because I can't... There's no cars to rent there either for cheaper than $400 a day. But I got a friend that'll be driving up, but they're coming up the long way. So I'm like, I could just be sitting there waiting all day Friday on him to get here. Who knows? Or do I just fly into Spokane? And pay the extra like $600 and $700 in rental car. I'm not a festival guy anymore. I never claimed to be a festival guy.
Are you going to back out on this trip or is it too late? Too late?
It's too late.
When is it again? June?
July 16th. July 16th. I'm too far gone. I can't get the airport. Yeah, I mean, I've already paid for the airlines. And now I got the or at least the VRBO. Not even the Airbnb, VRBO, whatever the hell that is.
I feel like you should have had this planned out a lot earlier.
Oh, you think
buddy.
So? You think so? Yeah. Why didn't I think
that's
of that?
That's my take on this.
Why didn't I think of that? Look at this one place they're trying to sell you for Airbnb. Look at this little place. Look at this little shanty. Look at this little shanty that they're trying to sell you in Montana. This is all they got.
That's great.
You get like a little bunk up top. Look at the bathroom outside.
Outside in Montana.
And the bathroom cam is even worse than you're imagining. It's just a little outhouse. Well, at least look, here's the one picture of the snow. I'm sure it's great to go to the bathroom out in the snow. They look like they're having a time of their life out there.
Oh, yeah.
Just a disaster.
How much is that?
$100 a night. Which is, on one hand is expensive for a little shanty, but on the other hand, like that, at one point Montana. I was like, this might be the best option. But I was like, I didn't see a shower
there's
in that bathroom.
No, there's not one. There's no way.
I've seen enough horror movies to know you don't want to stay out there.
Jeez.
Incredible.
So that's where I've been today. So you talk about your blood pressure going up and you're about to snap, you're getting angry. I'll just let you know I'm not that far away from the edge. Last night was bad, just staring at that computer screen and realizing the errors of my ways and how much money I have cost myself. Oh, it was bad.
Huh. Tough.
I have to sell my ticket this weekend to the game. Charlie's already offered me $200 per game, so I might just have to do that to pay for my mistake. I don't know, man.
Draven, you know how you can help this situation?
No. 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 I'm not buying your ticket, no. No. That place don't look too bad.
See, Jared doesn't even hang out with me in Chicago.
Oh, wait, which place doesn't look bad?
The little house.
But that's awful. But I booked something else. No, I'm happy with the place I got to stay. A little expensive, but then I was like, you know, there's four of us going, so not that expensive. It's not that bad. No, the new place I'm going, I'm going to be balling out there. It's like when I actually get there, I'll be like, hey,
okay,
this is legit.
Yeah,
here
when
I
you
am
actually
just,
get there. Is the
yeah,
key.
Here I am. If I actually get there, we'll be vibing.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That looks great.
That's
the Montana I want to see out here.
Yeah, that's it.
It's got a bathroom inside and everything.
Wow.
So we had a little come up this morning. Like, okay. So everything's not awful now, but I haven't gotten my airline tickets changed yet. So, you know. That's going to be the real kick in the you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
Try Greyhound Bus. That's not a bad idea, Uncle Bobo. Nah, can I have this bus over there? Do they think they got buses?
Maybe.
I know, but the problem is, Cam, I can't bus 6 hours.
You could. You just don't want to.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Well, I definitely can't bus back in time to get to the airport next day because of my flight.
No.
I mean, I guess I could bus from Spokane, but I'm not. No. I'd rather just pay $700 and
just hit your ride, man.
I'd rather do that than ride a bus.
Thumbs up, baby. Come on now. It's Montana too, aren't they? Like nice up there, extra nice. Everybody's friendly. Smaller town, smaller. You know, less populated.
They might hate the out of towners coming in for this music festival.
Maybe.
Maybe
I've seen enough scary movies there too to know you don't want to be out there hitchhiking.
You watch too many scary movies, man. That's what this is.
Do I watch too many scary movies, or have I watched enough to properly be prepared and know, like, not to put myself in these situations?
That's
guy, man. This is part of it. You got to travel.
I know.
I'm guessing you can't get a rental car, drop it to where the festival is, and then rent one again just for that one.
I was thinking about it, but I'm gonna say
those are usually expensive too.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's gonna be the same thing basically. Like, it's just gonna. Our flight's like 10 a.m. or it would have to be at the airport basically by 10 a.m. the next day. So that's not that bad. I could leave at 6 a.m. and hit a little 4-hour drive back. That wouldn't be awful. Unless there's traffic.
Probably will be.
Wes trying to come to my defense. And I appreciate it, Wes. Doesn't United have a free 24-hour policy when you can change within 24 hours of booking? Yes, they do. Problem is, Wes, I booked this a month ago. And did not realize it until yesterday.
Nice.
Thank you for the effort, though. I appreciate it. They do have it. But, yes, I booked it like 3 weeks ago. And luckily, I tried to send one of my friends a place to maybe stay at. And he was like, that's 5 hours away from the festival. And then I realized, oh, wait, that's close to where I'm flying into. Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
So there's my problem. Better to have found it now, I guess.
They just pulling up and just landing up. And being like, wait.
What the hell is going on here? I guess that's the glass half full as well.
Did you get the Lollapalooza tickets sold yet?
No. I had somebody
so
offer
still
me,
sitting on those, too, huh?
I had somebody offer me $225 for them. And I was like, scam. I can't sell them for that. Yeah, I'd rather just set them on fire than lose $150. Really, $200 by the time fees. I'd rather just set them on fire on principle. Yeah.
Festival guy.
People keep pointing that out to me. I went a little too hard on the change.
I was about to say, you were a little braggy there for about, what, 2 weeks? Two weeks you're talking festival guy?
You know, I don't know if you know this, but my dad died, okay? So you should give me a little bit of slack here. I was just becoming a festival guy for him. So maybe give me a little slack, okay? I was trying to broaden my horizons, all right? So every time you make fun of the festival guy thing, you're making fun of my dead father. So please just have a little compassion, okay?
Sorry.
You want to buy my Lollapalooza ticket to make up for it?
I'll forgive you.
Because I bought it for my dad. So if you want to buy it for me, that'd be we'd go a long way to mending this relationship.
Well, now I have to.
All right,
that's great.
Sold. All right, thanks, pops. All right, last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Today's last call is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call them at 865-558-8030. Or visit them online at g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. Cam, let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving.
Okay. Everyone makes mistakes, says Teen after he did this.
Burns down.
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop.
Rex says car hijacks the car. Steals it.
No, mine are wackier than that.
Okay.
Everyone makes mistakes, says teen who karate kicked 74-year-old man into river.
Who made the mistake in this scenario? The 74-year-old man that tried him or the teen for kicking him?
Everybody.
Okay. Everyone makes mistakes. That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, a teenage boy who karate-style flying kicked the 74-year-old man into the river. Mercy.
That's not funny.
Mercy, I guess this is in like Europe or something, has apologized for his behavior and said everyone makes mistakes.
That's not funny.
Benjamin Bridgman recorded a video apology outside the court after pleading guilty to assaulting this guy. The 18-year-old admitted assault and by beating, and a 15-year-old co-accused who can't be named for legal reasons also pleaded guilty to common assault. It is believed the 15-year-old filmed the shocking moment. The shocking moment, Bridgman kicked the elderly victim with force as he stood on the banks of the river. It was then posted on Snapchat with a smiling emoji next to it.
And no one thought it was funny. I was like, come on, bro.
The victim was left struggling in the water before being rescued by two heroic schoolgirls. Wow, two 14-year-old girls had to come in and save this old man.
Was there a reasoning? It was that specific old man?
Yeah, is it a random?
I think they're just trying to be funny.
It's a random act of violence, so he just saw this man walking and ran and karate kicked him.
Yeah, it said the girls made a human chain to get the guy out of the water. The guys responsible ran away, and laughing could be heard on the video footage.
He
gave
an
apology, claimed he didn't know how old the victim was. He said, obviously, I'm very sorry, and that, you know, it wasn't supposed to happen.
You obviously could tell that he was in his, past the age of 30. Like, you shouldn't be kicking anybody in the river. Like, he looked too old to beat me up, I guess, is what they were getting at.
I didn't realize he was 74 years old. Obviously, everyone makes mistakes in life. Do you know what I mean?
That's the honest truth
from the bottom of my heart. There's not much I can say.
How old did you say this guy was?
18.
Oh. Ooh. Yeah. So he's not gonna get tried as a minor. He's
That's why there was a they charged the 15-year-old too, but like obviously like you know he's gonna be.
They might try him as a try him as an adult too.
They didn't release his name, so I think he's good. But
how does that work? How can you try a minor as an adult? Does it just depend on the crime?
Sometimes it depends. If you do something heinous,
it's usually like murder.
Yeah, like it probably won't be for like a simple assault like this. Yeah, I guess this would be classified as simple assault unless like. Guy's struggling. I mean, they might try to get him for attempted murder. Like, I mean, they might like start something up there. Like, I mean, like if the guy's like can't swim or, I mean, it's reasonable to think of a 74-year-old getting kicked and knocked into the water could easily have hit his head or not being able to get up. So I don't know how serious the charges will be, but
yeah, I think they said he was charged with he pled guilty to assaulting this guy and assault by beating. I don't know the exact term there. But,
oh, so he's already had his trial and everything, and
He hasn't got sentenced yet. I think he said he goes back in 3 weeks to basically get his sentencing. The victim's wife said her husband believes he could have drowned that day if it was not for those young girls that helped him out.
Yeah, so like I said, I wonder if there'll be a civil suit coming after this.
She said he has changed since the attack and has become aggressive, depressed, and is reluctant to go out.
Yep, there's a civil suit coming.
They're going to emotional distress.
There's a civil suit coming. But, you know, honestly, like if you're 74 years old, man, I don't know what kind of shape this guy's in, but like you would be scared to go out if you just got randomly got assaulted and realize, like, hey, I'm not in the shape to get out of the water. Like, I had to have these girls come pull me out. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily people were there outside of these like two kids, I guess.
I'll tell you, lucky for the kid who kicked him too.
Yeah.
He could be going to prison for murder had the guy like actually drowned.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
That was a funny headline, but a sad story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad sad. I'm surprised nothing actually like ever bad like really happened from that knockout game. Remember that knockout game that went viral a couple years ago where people like kids were just walking to people in the street and punching them in the face and like trying to knock people out like randomly?
When was this?
You guys
those
don't remember
viral
that, like,
things the kids
like
did
4 or 5 years ago. I mean, it was like just like people were videoing them going up and just randomly punching like older people and like trying to knock them out.
Jeez,
These
pranks, man, they're getting out of control.
Well, that one guy got killed in Nashville. Was it not Nashville that had like a machete or whatever coming up with somebody?
Yeah, idiot.
Got shot. Rival with a machete and the guy pulled out and shot him. Yeah.
What it takes for comedy these days?
Yeah, jeez. I don't even feel like that's funny, but yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. I mean, it's just it's wild. Chris Beard. Does this after getting the... Nah, it's stupid. Just roll on this one, basically.
Yeah, I'm going to roll on that one.
Yeah, basically. Nope. Had to live in a hotel for 10 weeks because he was just...
Whoa, respect the game.
Too busy recruiting, sorry. Damn it. I blew it. Draven, you got anything?
No.
I got one.
No, respect the game, Cam. You don't get to go all the time. Let's just talk about the baseball. Baseball.
Vandy doing a win.
So it turns out you're not going to get to go Sunday either, Draven?
I got to work Sunday, 10 to 4, so
once
not
we realize
looking pretty
what,
on that one either.
Once we realize what time the game was, it seems like Draven's not going to get to block party it up after all unless he does it tomorrow after his nephew's birthday.
We'll see. See how it works out.
They sell booze at the zoo.
Yeah, they do. Or I know they at least do craft beer nights on Thursdays.
Well, I know they do like certain special nights, but I'm asking like general admission, do they sell booze at the zoo? It does seem like a bad idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, get people drunk in there heckling the animals. That seems like it's going the wrong way. I was just curious. Probably wouldn't want to drink at your nephew's third birthday party.
Why not? Family around. I mean, I don't know.
You feel like your sister would feel like Draven's got a problem and Draven's disrespecting the birthday.
It a fun time for everybody involved.
Just trying to have a good time.
But you're not this. It's not your birthday, though.
I would be gaining attention away from little nephew.
If you're not trying to have fun.
To make sure the nephew has fun, Cam. Sometimes you got to put other
people
ahead of yourself.
It's about the kids, Cam.
Sometimes you got to put other people ahead of yourself.
Okay.
Jeez.
They're two. They're not going to remember this in the future.
They might if it goes poorly. I remember getting kicked by a cow when I was two.
That's fair. I don't think he's going to get kicked by a cow, though.
I remember getting carried to the house. Yeah, I remember
just
like
in
pain.
Yeah.
Was it a head kick?
No, it kicked me in the gut.
Oof.
Rupture my spleen in the ICU for a week.
Oof, really?
Yeah. But I remember like them carrying me up. Pain. I was 2 and a half, so I was a little bit older, but still.
But yeah, you're not kicking anybody with a cow, Draven, so I don't think I'll remember you being there.
2 and a half years old.
Yeah, really? What are you doing out there?
Come on, parents. What are you doing? Could have died. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Hopefully on Monday we will be celebrating Tennessee going to Omaha and the Hawks being up 3-1 or 2-1. Hopefully that's what we're celebrating.
Yeah.
Draven, hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks,
intern
man.
Ryan, hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, sir. Back at you.
Cameron, I hope your weekend is even better.
It probably won't be because life is fleeting, but we'll try.
Knowing that life is fleeting makes the moments more special, though. The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.